This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow, and for the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking about some interesting new research about heart disease. Perhaps you've been hearing about these two studies that were reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. And the studies say that levels of a protein, something called C-reactive protein, could be just as important as your cholesterol level in determining your risk of heart disease. Joining me now to talk about it is Christopher Cannon, a cardiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and co-author of one of the studies. Welcome to the program, Dr. Cannon.
Thanks very much for inviting me.
You're welcome. Can you briefly summarize your study and what your finding was?
Sure. There have been multiple studies previously looking at C-reactive protein in otherwise healthy people or those at risk of heart disease, showing that if it's high, it's associated with an increased risk of death and other cardiac events. But the big question in the field has been, is this a useful marker such that if we lower CRP, will that be associated with a lower risk of death and heart attack? And so this study for the first time showed that in fact lowering C-reactive protein independently of lowering cholesterol was associated with a lower risk of death or heart attack in patients with cardiac disease.
Do we know that it's a direct cause and effect?
Well, it's a marker. Mm-hmm. And so much like the glucose level or the sugar level in the blood of in diabetics, it's a marker of a lot of processes that are going on. It's also probably partly involved in the process itself, so that it is a bit toxic to the vessel wall. But the biggest role of it is probably picking up a lot of other different processes that we call inflammation or irritation inside the arteries that can be caused by multiple different things, including diabetes and high cholesterol, other inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, and other processes we're really learning about. All of those can irritate the inside of the blood vessel wall, which sends signals to the liver that increase the C-reactive protein level. So it's telling us that something is brewing inside the arteries.
And so then how important is it compared to reducing our cholesterol level? That seemed to be one of the take-homes we got on this, is that you, by reducing the protein level, you could reduce the risk as much as or maybe even more than reducing cholesterol?
It's very true. This is perfectly complementary and additive to cholesterol, and it really is telling us a different part of the story. So that the cholesterol, as we understand it, is if too high in the bloodstream, will be able to get inside the arteries and lead to cholesterol buildup within the arteries that sometimes can break open and cause a blockage in the artery and a heart attack. The C-reactive protein is telling us about how smooth and well protected the inside of the artery wall is, so that the two processes go together hand in hand. So if the artery is sort of a little bit roughed up inside, mm-hmm. the cholesterol can get into the blood vessel wall more easily. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if it's not that roughed up from the inflammation, that it's nice and smooth and healthy, then sometimes even if you have high cholesterol, it won't get into the artery as much. So what we've seen is that these go hand in hand. If you have a high cholesterol and a high C-reactive protein, your risk of cardiac events was the highest. And conversely, if you were able to lower the cholesterol in cardiac patients, now our new goal is less than 70 for the bad cholesterol. So if you lower that and you lower the C-reactive protein, that had the lowest risk of a subsequent death or heart attack. And it was about 50% lower if you had improvement in both cholesterol and the C-reactive protein.
And how do you lower this, the C-reactive protein? Do you give an anti-inflammatory drug?
Well, what we studied here were the statin drugs, and these are amongst the best studied ways to lower C-reactive protein. And so If it's elevated, taking a statin at a regular dose turns out to be a very important way to lower the C-reactive protein by about 20%. But what we found in this study was that using high-dose statin treatment, that was about twice as good in lowering the C-reactive protein level. And so one can either start a statin or increase the dose as one way to lower C-reactive protein. Now, there are lots of other ways that we can do that. There are several other medications that have been shown to lower C-reactive protein. One of them is a cholesterol absorption blocker that further lowers both cholesterol and the C-reactive protein. Some other anti-diabetic drugs have recently been shown to lower C-reactive protein levels, and they're actually now starting studies to see whether it could modify the arteries as measured by the intravascular ultrasound, which was the other study that accompanied our study in this week's New England Journal. Mm-hmm. So more importantly, I think, for everyone listening, is that all of the other things to modify risk in our lifestyle have each been shown to lower C-reactive protein. So weight loss, which now that it's New Year's, we're all, my gym is now, a lot of new faces have shown up this week. And it's terrific because exercise, diet, and weight loss all reduce C-reactive protein. So just this week in the Journal of American Medical Association, there were four different diets that were compared, the Atkins and South Beach and whatnot, and each of them significantly lowered C-reactive protein levels.
How about alcohol?
Alcohol, I'm not aware that will lower C-reactive protein levels. The other things that do are raising your good cholesterol or lowering triglycerides, another component of the bad cholesterol. Stopping smoking is a terrific way to lower C-reactive protein. And so controlling your diabetes, getting better and lower blood glucose levels will lower your C-reactive protein, even controlling your blood pressure. Becomes a way to monitor how you're doing on all the other components of cardiac risk.
Well, you also have heard that the COX-2 inhibitors that are, been shown to be a little risky now, like Vioxx and other ones, also lower the C-reactive protein, right?
Well, just a tiny bit, actually. It's interesting. I think it's, and this is Gina Colata pointed this out in the New York Times, that, not every drug that lowers C-reactive protein can necessarily be counted on being cardioprotective.
Right.
That we really do need more information. And, I think for the statins, in addition to, this study showing that it reduces cardiac events, we now know that that's terrific. And the other information is to see what it does to the arteries themselves. And this was Steve Nissen from the Cleveland Clinic did a study really looking at the arteries and found the exact same thing that we found with the cardiac events, that if you were able to lower the cholesterol, that prevented the plaque from increasing in the amount in the arteries over about a year and a half's time. But if in addition to that you were able to lower the C-reactive protein, that those patients, some of them actually had shrinkage of their cholesterol plaque.
Are there patients or people who have very low C-reactive protein but high cholesterol and still show no artery damage?
It's one of the interesting things in heart disease that there are exceptions to every rule. So there certainly are patients. But in general, people who have a low C-reactive protein in various studies across the world, they have a very low risk of developing heart disease. And that's in part, overridden if you have a super high cholesterol. So these really are equal partners, as I would see, for my patients, I think myself, my wife, my brother, my mother, my father, we all know both what our LDL is and our C-reactive protein. And these will really help us say, as we studied here, are we getting the best response to the medicines and the exercise program that we're doing to try and prevent any future heart problems.
Now, we have these ad campaigns by the drug makers, ask your doctor about XYZ, right? Should we go in now and ask our doctor to have the CRP protein levels taken when we go for our physical?
I definitely would, yes. The good news is that it's very inexpensive. It costs about $10 or $15 to run. And so this is something that can be used. And, you know, it's been seen in all different types of patients, from being completely healthy to be a useful marker of determining whether someone's at risk of heart disease, and are there things that you should be doing? Should you be losing 5 or 10 pounds of weight, and should you be exercising a little more, or exercising, period? And so even in people who are very healthy, traditionally, and the guideline recommendations have been that it's useful in evaluating the risk of future heart problems for otherwise healthy people. Mm-hmm. But now I think with this information, for all cardiac patients, we should really be following this. So each time we have our cholesterol checked to make sure that the dose of the statin medication or our diet is appropriate, we need to also check the C-reactive protein to make sure that it's as low as it should be.
So it's just a marker. In other words, you don't want a drug that's just going to hit the protein. You want the underlying cause that's causing the protein to show up.
Well, it may also be the protein itself, and this is one area of active research right now, it is the protein itself. C-reactive protein can be found within, plaque in the artery, and thus may be actively contributing itself to the disease. But there are about 20 different signals and processes that will elevate C-reactive protein that can be affected by all the different things. So controlling diabetes and, different signaling that we're really just learning about because of information like this, to try and affect the processes of inflammation, which is really sort of healing within the body.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the C-reactive protein this hour on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow talking with Christopher Cannon, a cardiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, author of a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. I imagine your phone must be ringing off the hook now. This sort of new thing, because
it is a very new look into the use of this marker, because traditionally it's simply been bad news, but now it's turned into something that we can use. And this is a tool that people can monitor and say, how am I doing? One of my patients who I had a heart attack 6 weeks ago, had a low cholesterol. He exercised. His work is in cardiac epidemiology. He did everything right. He did happen to have a slightly high C-reactive protein. It was 2.7. In retrospect now, after his heart attack, he kind of wishes that he had paid a little more attention to that. But now we are paying very close attention to try and get it below 1 as the ideal level. So this becomes a way that we can monitor something beyond just the cholesterol and really get a sense of the complete cardiac risk. Are we doing the most we can?
I have a vision of, of home testing kits somewhere down the road.
It's certainly reasonable. I mean, fortunately, it's very easy to get a blood test. I should say an hour ago, I just had mine rechecked because it's been about a year since I've had mine.
Yeah, you just walk next door, though, wouldn't that?
Yeah, that's true. But, any laboratory across the country can run this, and it's, again, very inexpensive. So it's a very powerful tool, and fortunately an inexpensive one, as opposed to some of the fancy imaging, and the multi-slice CAT scans and things that cost $1,000. This is, $15. And so it can be a useful one that's very inexpensive.
That raises an interesting point about, the diagnostic wars that might jump up and criticisms, by people who want to promote the new kinds of heart scannings versus people say, for $15 I can get a test.
Well, I think probably this is the place to start with the lower cost test. And
do you make the test yourself?
No.
Full disclosure here. Now you keep talking about the test. I want to make sure that.
Yeah, no, I have no relation. Yeah. The lead author, Paul Ridker, did come up with the concept that C-reactive protein level monitoring would be useful. So he actually is a partial owner of the patent for this concept. But I think it's something that as a doctor, and when I was chatting with my wife about this, she said, "Well, gee, I'm going to go get mine checked and make sure." And she's super healthy, and hers was undetectable. So it was a nice sign that she is in as good shape as can be, which is very reassuring. And it's something that I think people can use, and it will be helpful. It's something that the patient and the doctor can work together to optimize. If it is a little high, one of my other patients has been trying for years to stop smoking, and his C-reactive protein was 3.1. He said, with this new information, this is going to really help me push harder. And it's a hard push to stop smoking, but this may help motivate people.
One last question. What number do you want it to be? And don't say as low as possible.
No, less than one.
Less than one.
Is the ideal level.
All right. I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Certainly. Well, thank you very much.
Very helpful. Thank you. Christopher Cannon, a cardiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. We've run out of time. Our program is produced by Annette Heiss, senior producer Karen Berghoff. Charles Berquist is our director. Our interns are Corey Binns and Abby Leonard. If you missed it, we talked a lot of stuff today. If you missed any of it, surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. Charles is also our web producer. He'll have all those links up there for you. Also, you can click on the teachers button, the teachers link you have there. We make a free teaching curricula out of Science Friday, and you can download it off our website. Also, you can listen on the Real Audio player or download it to your iPod and listen that way and take it with you. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.